Michigan's 7th congressional district seat is a, boy, it gets not a lot of attention, national attention. It's a biggie. And one of the contenders for that seat, been on the show before, is actually signing a thing today called the Taxpayer Protection Pledge. What is that? Have you heard of it? Have you signed it? There's an event today, and we're going to talk to Tom Barrett about the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and what he's doing today. Hey, Tom, welcome to your morning wake-up.
Thank you so much for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it.
So do you think, and I think I already know the answer to this, but I'm like your average American, I think. I got no idea what most of my taxes go for. I got no idea. I just know that there's too much. And I don't like what a lot of it is spending on, what I'm paying for. And I don't think I get anything for it, or very little anyway. You think a lot of people are on that board?
Yeah. Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we're paying more and more in taxes as Americans now with overly complicated tax code, with further and further, you know, decaying of the trust of Americans in our government along the way, because some of the basic services that we expect that we're paying for are not being done, whether that's securing our border, whether that's keeping our communities safe, whether it's foreign policy, all of these things that we've seen the federal government is simply falling short of to deliver for Americans. And then they come up with new and newer programs that spend more and more of our tax money in a less and less efficient manner. The Detroit News just reported last week about a state-run program where a grant was given to a politically connected individual who spent $4,500 on a coffee maker.
Yeah, we had that on.
That's just one example of you know, some of the waste that is going on. And when Americans who are working to pay the taxes send that money, whether it's to Lansing, whether they send it to Washington, D.C., they expect a return of services for that money that is simply not happening. And with that, we're seeing, again, the further complication of the tax code that is just taxing Americans for their time to even submit their taxes, as well as for the resources that they've earned throughout their working year before they file.
Yeah, yeah. I said earlier in the show, we built an entire nation, a basic nation, without fighting against taxes, right? Here we are.
I think the founding fathers are...
I think the founding fathers would turn over in a grave. Well, I want to get to the event today, Tom. It's 11 o'clock this morning. Tell me what the tax day, what is it, the tax protection pledge is all about, and can anyone sign this thing?
Well, it's a protection. It's for candidates who are running for office, and it's done through the Americans for Tax Reform. And it simply says that as a candidate, I'm taking a commitment to the voters of my district that I'm not going to vote for an increase in their taxes or with removal of some type of tax exemption that may exist under the tax code right now. Now, what it does not address, you know, because there's plenty of tax reform we can do that either reduces taxes or, updates or shifts a particular tax right now into, a newer formulation of some kind or another, provided it doesn't increase the taxes that are being paid or remove what is currently an exemption that may be in place as well. And that's to simply say to the hardworking families, the taxpayers of my district, those that are paying the bills for America, that I'm going to be working on their behalf when I go to Washington, D.C. And it's something that I take seriously. I'm going to be signing that pledge today in downtown Lansing, right outside the federal building at 11 o'clock this morning. And it's something that I think is important for the voters of my district to know. And I'm challenging every other candidate for office to sign that protection pledge as well, to stand with the taxpayers paying the bills for the services here in our country.
Seems like a no-brainer, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent, that signing a pledge like this. It's too bad we need a pledge like this, first of all, for the voters, but it seems pretty innocuous that it's a no-brainer. You sign this, and there you go. What are the numbers like either side of the aisle? Do you have a breakdown of who signed what?
Oh, the total number? I'm not sure. You know, it is still in certain districts in our country, you know, people are either serving in office or incumbents or challengers. And there's I would bet the Americans for Tax Reform would have a better idea of how many have actually signed the pledge. I think they post that on their website. Now, some of those are probably going to be candidates. Others are going to be current members of office. But I think it's an important thing, like you said, if you believe that you are paying too much in taxes, or at least that you're paying your fair share or more, then you would want to support someone who stands on your side to say that we ought not be increasing that burden that is already being paid. When we see a lack of return on investment already, we see a wide open border with people coming across illegally that are now drawing on services that are paid for by taxpayers like you and I and the listeners to your program. When we see lack of public safety in our streets and in our communities, those are not things. We need robust investment in those areas that we're not getting. Meanwhile, our taxes are being spent on things we don't support, whether that's a $4,500 coffee maker or whether it's, you know, providing increased benefits to people in our country illegally against the wishes of the people that have already been here. Yeah.
I bet that's a good cup of coffee, though. Come on, man. Hey, I'm looking at their website. What is it? Americans. It's ATR.org.
Yes.
Americans with Tax Reform. It says a total of 251 pledges. 18 governors have signed this. It doesn't say Republican or Democrat here that I'm looking at. I know Senator Rand Paul has been on there. Okay. What do you say, Tom, in our last minute here, what do you say to folks who will say, yeah, well, you know what, if you just make sure that the corporations pay their fair share, we'd be just fine?
Well, I can tell you that we ought not be giving away our tax money to private corporations, something that I have stood steadfast opposed to, which is this desire to start collecting tax money from people, again, like you and I, and then selectively giving it away to the politically connected corporations. I stood opposed to that in Lansing when it was done by my party or advances by the other party, because I believe that our tax money ought to be going for very fundamental services to the people of our state, and it ought not be going to venture capital by, you know, elected people of our state legislature. If they want to do that, they can invest their own money in that effort, but it shouldn't be done coercively through you and I and the tax money that we pay. The corporations get a lot of our money through trade already. We ought not be forcing our taxes to go to them in some illicit manner like it's been done in Lansing, unfortunately, for the last 20 years or more.
Tom Barrett will be signing the taxpayer, the Taxpayer Protection Pledge.
Yes, sir.
Time again, what, 11 o'clock this morning?
11 o'clock this morning. And like you said, if you do it at the last minute, I learned something in the Army. If you leave it to the last minute, it only takes a minute to do it. So make sure you get your taxes in today, because you don't want the penalty to stack up against you.
Hey, man, you know, that's the other thing. You talked about it being so complicated. We got a guy. And we've had to have a guy for, I don't know how many years, 20, 30 years. You almost, I don't care how basic it is, you almost have to have a guy now. It's so complicated.
It's terrible.
I think that's on purpose as well. But that's a whole other conversation, Tom. We are, today, 11 o'clock, signing of the Taxpayer Protection Pledge. Tom, you're always welcome on the show. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike, for having me. Have a great day. Tax day regardless. Have a great day. It should be a beautiful one out there.
Yeah, it is. All right, buddy. Thanks. 1320 WILS.